What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast from Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark
and Brooke.
And this week we're taking a little bit of a break from our traveling the world to do Brooke's really good idea for an episode, I think.
Yeah.
You pitched this idea, what, like 3 weeks ago, I guess? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So you watched all of them in a week, pretty much.
True. But VHS Halloween just came out recently. You hadn't watched any of the VHS movies past the first one?
I didn't watch all the first one. I've only seen the first segment, and then I was like, nope, I'm not watching this.
Okay. All right. Sorry, that was weird. I don't know. I heard something. I think my printer's weird. Anyway, so what we're doing is a top 10 list of our favorite segments across all the movies, with three honorable mentions, because there was, what, 37 segments, I think?
I think about that, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, so, each movie has, like, not all the same, like, segments. Like, they some have five, some have – one has three.
Mm-hmm.
But we just ranked – we didn't talk about this, but I just saw you do it on your ranking on Letterboxd. There's, like, the segments, and there's, like, a overall kind of story that, like, ties them all together. Like, we didn't count those as part of this, correct?
No.
Okay, good, yeah.
There was only one where it, like, bumped up my score from, like, a 3.5 to a 4 for the whole movie.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, yeah, no, I didn't rank the – I didn't rate the wraparound stories.
Yeah, okay.
Because there was one of them that didn't even have a wraparound story.
Yeah, some of them were weird.
But – so, yeah, it's going to be a top 10 – well, I guess, like, a top 13, like, with the three honorable mentions. So we'll go through each of our lists, and then, like, we'll go back and forth, like – but anyways, this is — we haven't done a top 10 or top 5 since, like, season 1, where we used to finish our episodes with top 5s.
Oh yeah,
like, that was a long time ago. So I'm excited to do this because it's something different. It's been like 5 years since we've done one of these types of things. So
also, if, say, like, my number 10, say you have it as well, just say, like, oh, I also have this, but it's, like, on my list as well. Like, we'll get to it eventually. So,
yeah. Okay. Yep. All right. So, before we do that, do we want to do news and boost? Because, like, I haven't watched anything but VHS movies for the last week.
Yeah, we can skip it. That's fine.
Anyways, I'm drinking a Michelob. That's
what I'm drinking. I'm feeling sick-ish. I don't know. I feel it kind of coming on. So I'm drinking a tea.
Okay.
Yeah.
You had a rough night Wednesday night too, right?
I did, so. Yes. Yeah.
Still recovering from that.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to mention, this weekend is a good weekend for movies. We have Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein comes out tonight or today on Netflix. Yeah. And then Predator Badlands came out today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think The Running Man came out today.
It was either today or next week. Yeah.
Next week, but I mean, yeah, November's a good month for movies. I'm kind of stoked. Black Phone 2 is now out on Prime VOD, to rent and buy. So,
yeah,
I may bite the bullet and rent that this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, like, the only thing I watched that's kind of worth mentioning ish is, like, How to Train Your Dragon, the one that came out this year.
Yeah, how was
it? It's good, actually. It's pretty good. Like, obviously, it doesn't have the same flair as the animated one, but still watchable.
Watch it with the kids. All right. Short, sweet intro, but
yeah.
Let's do this fucking —
let's do it.
First, with your first honorable
mention. Oops. Hold on. I'm still trying to navigate. I got a new laptop. So, so my first honorable mention is, I didn't write any of the of what movie they're from. Oh well.
Uh oh.
that's all right.
You know what? I have a list here. So while you do it, if you don't remember what movie.
Like, some of them I do, but some of them I don't. Yeah, I'm sick. You got a list handy there?
Yep.
Okay. So my first one is Storm Drain, directed by Chloe Okuno.
That was in VHS 94.
Okay. Are we kind of talking a bit about honorable mentions?
Yeah, sure, why not?
So this one is honestly fucking scary. I found it's like they're finding fucking Master Splinter or something like that down in the storm drain. So basically there's like this rumor going around town that there's a rat man that's living in the sewers, and this like news anchor was investigated. So they go down with their cameraman, kind of wreck-ish, you know, and they hear and see something, so they go and investigate. And the one part was so fucking scary. They're like in like the corner, and there's like a tent there, and then the cameraman's like looking in the tent, like all like junk around, and then like goes down the corner. I just see these eyes open up, and it's like, what the fuck? Scared the fuck out of me. And eventually they do find this kind of cult that to basically pray to the what do they call it, like the rat
Ratman.
man. It's like, and
Yeah.
it's this fucking creepy fucking scary monster that like they pour this like acid on someone. I don't know. It's I enjoyed it. It was creepy. I thought the rat man looked fucking cool. And
That just didn't make my list.
okay.
My first honorable mention is No Wake from VHS 85.
Okay.
I gave this a 3.5 out of 5 rating. It was directed by Mike P. Nelson. And it was the first half. There was two segments that kind of coincided with
Yes.
each other. This one was the first half. I didn't like how it ended, but then I forgot that it picks up later on.
It's the only segment in the whole franchise that has two like parts.
But I really like this one. It's just like we see a group of friends that are out on like a lake. There's signs everywhere that say don't go in the water. Of course, they go in the water anyways. They're out on the boat like water skiing, and there's two friends that stay back in the tent to fuck. And so everybody that's out in the boat has been in the water because they were water skiing. And then all of a sudden, they all just start getting fucking picked off by a sniper
Oh,
from
so
land.
brutal.
Man. The deaths in this one were fucking wild. The one chick that gets the bullet through her mouth and just rips her bottom jaw off. It was so gruesome. But then, like, after a couple minutes, they all come back to life and they're like, what the fuck just happened? Like, we were all dead. Like, we all got shot. Turns out there's something in the water that reanimates people that have been in it. So they end up going back to shore and their friends. They find their friends dead in the tent because they're going in the water. And then basically the segment ends with them saying like, oh, I saw an RV in the camera footage, so we're gonna find that RV and we're gonna do to them what they did to us. And do you have part two in your list?
No, so I do have this one on my top 10,
Okay.
and I loved it, but I think what held it back, it isn't really fair to it. I think the second part was very disappointing,
Yeah, I agree.
but I like what how they did what they did, but yeah, I thought
Took a weird
this,
turn.
I thought this segment was awesome. I think both segments could have been like the best of the front of the series, but
So I asked that because the part two is not in my list, but I kind of want to go into that a little bit to because it's like it completes the story, right?
part two isn't on my list, just part one.
Okay, so they say we're going to do to them what they did to us. So they fill up water guns with this water from the lake. And then they hunt down this RV. And then we in part two, we go to this house where this family is like celebrating the 16-year-old girl's it's almost like a quinceañera, but for like rich white people. She's turning 16, she's becoming like a woman, and it's almost like a cult sort of family. And in order to come into adulthood in this family, you have to kill somebody or do something like very extreme. So that was her, like her killing all these people. That was her thing.
Yeah, and it's the first time that someone has videotaped it as well. Because usually they have like different, like, I don't know, like stuff they take from the killing to kind of show that they did it.
So we see them all partying and whatnot, celebrating, and then the house gets surrounded by cops. So they have this big fucking Devil's Reject style shootout with the cops. But then the people that they had shot previously show up and start spraying, or no, they give the kid a
They give the
water gun.
girl water in her mouth, like when she's sleeping, I think.
And so they give this little kid a water gun, so he goes around and fucking, he's spraying everybody with a water gun because it's hilarious, right? And then the other people, like, they're all getting fucking shot and killed, but then they get reanimated and they have to deal with what these other people did. But yeah, the sec part two is kind of weak, but part one was really good.
I thought so too, yeah. So my second honorable mention is The Subject, directed by Teemu Tijansuu, and he's actually done a couple of movies in the VHS franchise. Is this one on your list?
It's actually my second honorable mention.
Oh shit, okay, nice. So basically this girl wakes up and she is like part robot, like she's fucking, I don't know, like missing a leg and has like a robot leg on her, and
Picture the toys in Sid's room from Toy Story.
yes, that's a very accurate. And basically there's this, I forget what kind of scientist or doctor he is, but basically he combines robots and people together. And so eventually this like SWAT team comes in and they kill the doctor, but then he like sets a trap to basically kill everyone who killed him. And so this other robot monster dude comes to life, and he's this fucking giant guy with like fucking huge swords on his hands, and the CGI is like not that great, but I think that's what it was going for, because it almost felt like at one point it was in like the first person view of the girl. And it felt like almost like a fucking Doom game. Like she's just fucking shooting people, throwing grenades at people. Like, yeah. Like the VHS franchise, like say for like VHS Viral and like maybe this episode, but all of them are like great practical effects for the most part. And I felt like I just had fun during this segment.
I
Anything
mean
else
that,
you want to say? Yeah.
yeah, that's my second honorable mention too. It's from VHS 94. I don't have much else to say. Like, I liked how brutal and violent it was. I thought it was really cool, like character designs, I guess, development. They were just, yeah, I don't know, they were creepy and it was fucked up, like that, like just the whole storyline of what was going on. It was good. It was almost in my top 10, and then there was a couple that kind of like just eat a bit.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to go with your third honorable mention then?
Sure. I accidentally saw your rating of this one,
Okay.
and you hated it.
Okay.
So my third honorable mention is Kid Print from VHS Halloween.
Yes.
This was directed by Alex Ross Perry, who was actually just a guest on The Big Picture. To he was talking about his segment, and it basically, I think he said in his interview with The Big Picture that I think it was Blockbuster that used to have this thing. It was like a kiosk and kids could go in and like make their own videos and shit like that. So that's what inspired him to make this, because he said it was just kind of fucking creepy. Like, because Blockbuster could have saved these videos and just had these videos.
That's true, yeah.
So that's kind of where he got the inspiration for this. But basically, this man, he owns a video store. Kids are allowed to like go in and make videos and shit like that. And then it turns out that, well, there's a whole bunch of kids that have gone missing, and it kind of circles back around to they've clued in that every kid that's done a kid print has gone missing. So he finds out, he goes in over the weekend because he has to. So he goes into the store on a Saturday, and one of his employees has all these fucking kids in a back room, and he's like torturing them and kidnapping them, and like fucking brutal torture, man. Like
Yeah,
he's
like
like,
this whole Halloween, like
it
not
was
just this
brutal.
episode, but VHS Halloween, like they didn't hold back with fucking killing kids at all.
No, they didn't. You're right. They
But
didn't.
this one was very disturbing because he's like basically, it's like fucking Leatherface. Like he's tearing off skin off these kids, like their face, and then like wearing it. And it's, yeah.
And I think that's why I liked it, because I know, like everybody knows, I love Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And it was very much that. Normally, I hate shit to do with kids and dying and stuff like
Yeah.
that. But I feel like this one was just like super effective in like making you just gross watching it. And it like it was really fucked up. And Alex Ross Perry, he talked about people's reactions to this and like his wife's reaction to it, and people are like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? But yeah, I don't know. It was fucked up and gross, and I think that's why I rated it so high, just because it was so fucking effective, man.
My third honorable mention is Suicide Bid, directed by Johan Roberts, and that was in VHS 99. Is this one also on your list?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So basically, there's a college sorority house, and this girl obviously wants to become a part of it. And you know, in all these sorority houses, you have to do some sort of
Initiation.
initiation. And so they meet at this like cemetery, and they're telling the girl, like, oh, you heard about this one girl who to be in this initiation, she had to be buried alive in a coffin. And they forgot about her, and then she died, and she turned into this ghost. Whatever the name was. So they all go out to the cemetery, and they have this hole. And the main girl is like, "Well, I can't be serious." And then the one girl's like fucking with her, and the other girl's like, "Oh, she's just joking. Like, she'll take you out like within like 30 minutes." So like she goes down to this coffin, and they give this girl a box, and they're like, if you're about to ring the bell, because there's a bell that's like connected on a rope down to it, if you're going to be scared, open the box. She's like, okay. So she goes in there. In the box, there's like a cross, there's like glass on it, so you can see. Like, I thought that was really fucking cool. But she's down there, and you hear like scratching. The girls are like sticking sticks down there to fuck with her a bit, and you know, and then she's like about to pull the string, and then she opens the fucking box. And all these fucking spiders come out. I was like, that's fucking terrifying. That's the worst.
Diabolical, man.
Yeah. And then so the cops come, starts raining, and basically all this water comes into the coffin. And then she hears like this scratching. All you see is his fucking face in the fucking glass. It's so terrifying. It's trying to get in there and fuck her up. And eventually, like the girls leave, and then they come back the next morning. There's like the coffin's like filled with water, and they're like, okay, it's like kind of like I know we did last summer, like no one will know that we're here, blah blah blah. And then they wake up the next day, and they're all in the coffin like separate, and then the ghost comes and gets them. And I just thought it was like really clever. You get all these like kind of like initiation movies, college movies, and the practical effects, and just like the feeling of being in there. Yeah.
All right, we're through the honorable mentions. It's time for the official top 10.
Let's do it.
First, you want me to...
You can go.
My number 10 is Dream Kill from VHS 85.
Okay.
It was directed by none other than Scott Derrickson. Speaking of the Black Phone.
Okay. Yep.
And it was based off of a Joe Hill story. And people are saying that it's in the Black Phone universe, because it's kind of got a similar sort of feel to it. Is this in your list?
Is not.
Not. Okay.
I did not like it that much.
All right. That's fair. So in this one, we follow Detective Wayne Johnson as he investigates a serial killer through these videotapes that are sent to him. So We get a POV of a serial killer going into people's houses and killing them, but then it also goes back to Detective Johnson, who gets these videotapes, but he gets them 3 days before the killings actually happen. So it's kind of like a what the fuck sort of thing. He's trying to figure out how this is happening and whatnot. So they set up I guess like they just set up a trap to figure out who is sending them the videotapes, because they're assuming that whoever's sending the tapes is, turns out it's this kid. He's like a teenager. His name's Gunther. Terrible name. Sorry for any listeners that have that name. So he's the one that's sending the videotapes to the cops. So they pull him in. Detective Wayne and his Gunther's father, Bobby, are interrogating him. Why his father's in the interrogation room, I don't know.
I seemed like he was friends with the
Yeah,
cop.
he's friends with the detective for sure. But so anyways, they're interrogating Gunther, and then Gunther explains, like, I see shit in my dreams before it happens. So then these videotapes show up, and it's the videotapes of my dreams. And then Bobby, who's Gunther's father, he talks to Wayne, and he's like, you know what, that's actually legit. Like, it's a thing that runs in our family. The dreams come true. It's like very prophetic and shit like that. So then Wayne and Bobby use one of Gunther's dreams to go to the next house. That's a murder scene. Wayne starts questioning Bobby. He's like, you know what, man? Like, I've noticed that every one of these killings has a link to you. So then Bobby freaks out, shoots Wayne, and then goes into the house.
And they're like friends too.
Yeah, they're
Like he
friends. They're
doesn't expect
buddies.
it. He's like, we've been friends. Our kids grew up together. Like I'm giving you a chance to, either admit to something or help with this case. And then just fucking shoots him out of nowhere.
So then Wayne ends up going back to the police station where Gunther is still in holding, and he's gonna kill Gunther. But then like a bunch of shit starts happening, like we see ghosts and shit like that, and then Gunther ends up killing Bobby. So kills his father. And
Yeah,
that's
because Bobby kills like a bunch of cops and shit. It's a shocking event.
I guess we don't see ghosts. He's killing
No,
people.
he's killing the cops, yeah.
So Gunther, the segment ends with Gunther killing Bobby. I just thought it was really cool. Like, I love the POV of the serial killer, and it's like I like the connections to the Black Phone. I think Scott Derrickson's a fucking great director. I don't know, I really enjoyed it.
It was brutal too, like when he's like fucking like chops the guy's fingers off. And all right, so my number 10 is Tuesday the 17th, from VHS. This was directed by Glenn McQuaid, and not like the best looking segment, but it just felt the mo most like made for VHS. I don't know. Like a lot of the other ones, like just feel like it's all found footage, so there has to be a camera somewhere. So like some of the cameras that they have, like it's like, hey, why'd this guy have a camera? Like I don't know. It felt like this kind of felt more like Blair Witch Project. So basically, there's like these four friends. They're camping in some forest, and then like one of the girls says, "Oh, this is the same forest where those people were killed last year," and they're like kind of fucking with each other. And then like out of nowhere, there's like a guy and a girl out along by themselves. All of a sudden, this fucking knife goes through her front of her face. And I was like, holy shit. What the fuck? And this killer is like kind of like a ghost, but like he's like in the video camera kind of thing. I don't know. I just thought it was really cool. It felt the most like Blair Witch Project. I thought the kills were really cool. And So number 10 for me. Does that end your list at all?
It's not. I did enjoy it though, just didn't quite meet. My number nine was Phase One Clinical Trials from VHS 2. It was directed by Adam Wingard and starred Adam Wingard. Is it on your list?
It is not, no.
Not okay. We're gonna have a really different list, I think.
I think so.
I like that actually. All right, so this one follows a man named Herman. He was in an accident, and he lost his eye. So these doctors implant this experimental bionic eye. which is how this segment is recorded. It's recorded through his eyeball, which is really cool. So once he gets home, like everything's going good, and then like it, the eye starts to glitch a little bit, and it's, I don't know, he eventually starts to see like fucked up shit, like he's seeing ghosts and stuff all throughout his house. And then he calls the doctor and he's like, "You gotta get this fucking eye out of me, man. Shit keeps happening." But then like the ghosts and stuff just keep getting worse and worse and worse. And I found this one like it was really creepy because like he can't escape these things. Like they're all throughout his house. This girl shows up and like she ended up getting a cochlear implant because she was deaf, and that allows her to hear the ghosts, but she can't see them. So they're kind of like working together after they have sex, which
Which
was
was, yeah, I was like, what the fuck?
on the first few VHS movies. I feel like they just threw sex in just to
Oh man,
have
there are
it.
so many tits. Like,
Yeah.
it was crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not complaining about it, so yeah, they're like kind of working together, but like in the end, they both end up dying. Oh, did she die? She
I
died.
think so.
Yeah. He dies for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was really creepy. I thought the whole eye and the ear thing working together was kind of cool.
Yeah.
They kind of combined forces to be like this ultimate like ghost hunting team. The
I just felt
ghosts.
like it was kind of like a lower budget and not as like good episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt too. Yeah.
But I didn't, yeah, I don't know. Wasn't the biggest fan of it. So my number nine is 10/31/98 from VHS as well.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And this was directed by Radio Silence.
Yes, it was.
Although I believe the Radio Silence in this, there was like, I think there was like three or four people.
Yeah.
Whereas I think now it's just two guys, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought it was creepy. The like special effects really good. So basically these four guys or four or five guys are looking for a Halloween party, and they come to the house that they think they're coming to the party, and they go in there like no one's there, like it's a creepy house, and they end up getting upstairs to like an attic part, and there's like a girl being sacrificed. There's like three or four guys, and they think it's like a part of it, so they're like, oh, party is this, and then the girl's like, help me, help me. And then like all of a sudden this guy gets like pulled up into the ceiling, and you're like, what the fuck? And then all this shit's happening, they run away, and then like there's all these hands coming up from like the walls and the floor. I just thought it was like really cool, and like creepy. There's like doors being closed, there's all this shit happening, and so then they get outside, and this shit is still chasing after them. They end up getting in a car and running away. But then they get stopped on the train tracks, and like they can't get out, and it's almost like whatever was in there went into the girl that was being like sacrificed, and she's outside their car. They can't move their car, they can't even unlock the door. Then the train comes by and hits them. And I don't know, I just thought it was very like old VHS-y, like it's very blurred, and like the quality isn't great at all, but I just really like the look of like the hands and all like the spirits coming after them. I thought it was cool.
Not on my list.
Figured. Yes.
My number eight is Stork from VHS Beyond.
Okay.
This
Okay.
one was
This is
directed.
also my list.
Is it on your list? Okay,
It is,
sweet.
yes.
This was directed by Jordan Downey. So in this one, we see a like special ops police unit. They're investigating a series of baby abductions,
Yeah.
disappearances. So again, children.
And this is in VHS Beyond, so.
So the cops they track these missing babies to a fucking creepy ass house, like the Kneebolt house in It kind of thing. And they get in there and there's like all these like zombie type things that are coming out and attacking them, and like they're just
Yeah.
having a fuck of a time getting through all this.
Oh man, it's such a good time. They're just fucking blowing people off with shotgun. Like one of the guys, his daughter's missing or something like that. So he's in like this like fucking rage mode trying to find his kid.
He's like running, gunning through this house, trying to find his child. They ended up getting into the attic. And I think, yeah, they hear babies crying. They end up going up to the attic. And there's this giant ass fucking alien stork bird thing up there.
Yeah.
And it's so fucking creepy looking, man.
It
It's
was, yeah.
like straight out of a creepypasta. Like, it's just so terrifying. And this thing is turning babies into brooders, is what it called them, to protect the stork. And it's just like it starts attacking, like it's got this big long beak, so it's like attacking the cops, and then they get into this huge fucking gunfight, and they unload clip after clip after clip into the
Yeah,
thing.
because the guy that went up first looking for his kid, it's like eating him, and then it like regurgitates like it back into the baby's mouth, and it's like, oh.
It's just super fucked up. It's like it's slimy, it's gross, you feel nasty watching it. It was a really good segment.
Yeah, it was creepy as fuck, yeah. So my number eight is Fur Babies.
All right.
Directed by Justin and Christian Long. I'm guessing they're brothers, maybe.
They are.
Obviously Justin, yes. Our guy. This was also in VHS Beyond, and not a very alien-y movie, even though it's in like Beyond movie. So basically there's like this, say PETA, whatever, group who are investigating this lady who owns like a doggy daycare basically at her house. And there's like these dogs have been going missing, and they think that she's doing something with the dogs. So they basically send two of them undercover with like their dog to, their dog is going to be going here. So they go there, and she's obviously very weird and creepy. Has like two dogs up on her mantle that have been what's the word I'm looking
Taxidermied.
for? Taxidermied. And they're like, oh, where's the third one? And she's like, oh, he blah blah blah. And then she's like, oh, you guys are gonna want to see another part of the house. You'll be where they do the training and stuff like that. So they're like, okay, yeah, cool. And they go through by the kitchen, there's like this guy just sitting in the chair, just like acting weird, and you're like, and she's also telling them about like two other dogs. Or another dog, like a bulldog, who was like, I forget what his name was. I should have wrote it down, but anyway, so they go downstairs and she's showing them. It's like this creepy fucking basement, and they have like a camera in like their dog carrier, so the other people are watching. And so basically, this girl captures humans and changes them into the dogs that she like have died or that she like likes, and it's really fucked up
Yeah, it is.
because she has like all these like old jaws and like teeth and like skin and fur, and she basically keeps the people alive, and she's like doing surgery, like putting these fucking dog jaws into their mouths and like their paws and their hands, and eventually the rest of the PETA guys come look for him, and like all fucking hell breaks loose. She releases the two dogs, and they're just fucking going nuts, killing these people. And oh man, I had a good time with it.
It's very reminiscent of Tusk.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
All
Is that on your
right.
list at all?
No, it's not.
Okay.
My number seven is The Sick Thing That Happened to Emily When She Was.
Wow.
This
Okay.
is from the original VHS.
I absolutely hated this one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is directed by Joe Swanberg. This one is filmed like how Host was. So it's all filmed through a laptop webcam.
Yeah.
And it's a girl named Emily and her boyfriend, James, who is air quotes becoming a doctor. So he is they're having like a long distance relationship because
Yeah.
he's away at school. So Emily believes that her apartment's haunted. She keeps seeing these like ghost children. And like they're fucking with her. They're like knocking on her bedroom door at night and shit like that. So she, anytime it happens, she calls James on webcam.
Yeah.
And then one morning she wakes up and she's got this like weird like bulge in her arm. And she tells James, like, I can move it around, like it's really fucked up, it just kind of appeared. I don't know what the hell it is. And James is like, well, I'll be there in a week, so I'll look at it whenever I get there. And the whole time, I'm just like in my head, I'm like, maybe she should just go to a doctor now
That's
instead of waiting a week.
why I hated this episode or segment so much. I thought these two actors were just terrible. I thought, like, the guy especially, like, she's literally digging a knife into her arm, and his reaction is just like, yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, don't do
It's like, have more of like, it's like, holy shit, don't fucking do that. Like,
Yeah.
call someone. I couldn't stand the people in this. So.
Which is fair. I mean, there was some, it was kind of stupid writing, but the story itself I thought was really cool. So anyways, yeah, she thinks she's seeing ghost kids and blah blah blah. And then it ends up turning out that James is working with this alien species. That has been using her as an incubator for alien human hybrids. So they're like implanting shit in her in order to incubate her. So that's what the thing in her arm is. And then at one point we see him come in and she gets knocked out by one of the ghost kids that aren't actually ghosts. And he comes in and he cuts into her back and he reaches in and he pulls out this like alien human fetus out of her back. It's just so fucked up, man. But anyways, so then he sews her all back up. She's bruised in her eye. She got a broken arm and she's got a fucking thing in her back. And he has convinced her, that she had some sort of an accident because she's clumsy. And he's just like, oh, it's just like what happened to you last month. But anyways, so they end up having a conversation. They shut off their cameras. And then the segment concludes with James talking to another woman. And it's the same sort of deal. So he's just going around and finding these women to be. It's just a really fucked up story. I know like the acting's not great and like some of the dialogue's not great and stuff like that, but I don't know. I just had a good time.
That's fair. That's fair. So my number seven is Coochie Coochie Coo,
Oh, my dog.
directed by Anna Zlokovic. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Is this also on your list?
It is.
It is, yes. maybe the most fucking creepy segment in the whole franchise. So basically, these girls are going trick-or-treating. They're like 17, 18 years old. They're fucking twerking on skeletons. They're causing chaos. Like, they shouldn't be a trick-or-treating. And so the one girl mentions, like, oh, like, did you hear them talking? Like, we're in the neighborhood where that cheerleader went missing. And the one girl's like, what are you talking about? So they're like, they're done trick-or-treating. Then they see this kind of random house appear. Like, it doesn't seem real. And they're like, oh, how'd we miss that house? So they go up to it, and like, the one girl's like kind of like sketched out. She's like, yeah, I don't know, let's just like end this night. And then like the door is like open, but it's like pitch black. And all of a sudden you see this hand pop out with like a bowl, and the creepiest fucking voice, it says, coochie coochie coo. And it's just so creepy. And the one girl is like, no, we're not going in there. The other girl's like, come on, let's go. It's like a fun haunted house. And I would be out of there so fucking quick if someone said coochie coochie coo to me. I would love to see this like made into like a full-length movie.
Dude,
I
I
don't
said the
know.
same thing. I said the same thing.
It gives barbarian vibes,
Yep,
obviously.
absolutely.
So they're in this house. It's kind of like a another realm almost. Like, they
Yeah.
can't get out. It's pitch black. It's fucking terrifying. And this mother isn't attacking them. But before they leave, they go to leave, the door's open, and this mother's standing there, and they drop the bowl of candy, and this like fucking baby fetus is in there, and you're like, what the fuck? The door closes, they can't get out. So they're like in this dark, and then like randomly out of nowhere, the mother will like, they're like, oh my God, look. And the camera pan over and she's just like peek her head over. Coochie coochie coo. And it's honestly, it's so fucking creepy. They end up seeing like this fat man baby who doesn't attack them but just fucking eats the wall,
Like terrorizing them, kind of.
and they get upstairs and they find the cheerleader and she has like this big like swollen face, and they find like another friend who has the fucking CPAP machine almost, and it's like puking milk, and then like they open the door and this mother's like, say there's like six tits, and you're like, it's just so fucking creepy and weird. And eventually at the end, the one girl finds her friend and she's sitting with the mother and all the other people, and she's like has like her head on her knee, and mother's like patting her head, and the other girl like just gets down beside her and like cuddles up with mother, and mother is just like smiling and petting her, and it fucking creepy.
So creepy. All right, I'm glad that one's on your list. All right, my number six is Live and Let Dive from VHS Beyond.
Okay. Yeah.
This was directed by Justin Martinez. Is it on your list?
It wasn't, no, but I did like this episode or segment. I just barely missed it.
This one's it's pretty fucking chaotic. So, we are in a skydiving airplane. There's I want to say like 10 people maybe.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, we'll
Yeah,
say there's 10.
two pilots and then like, yeah, a bunch of skydivers.
So it's the one guy's birthday. So this is what they're doing. They're skydiving for this guy's birthday. They've convinced him to go skydiving because he
Yeah.
doesn't want to. He's
No.
terrified. But everybody's like hyping him up. They're like, fuck yeah, like we're gonna do this. It's gonna be the best fucking birthday ever. And they're singing a happy birthday to him, and like they're just having a great time. Everyone except for him. But yeah, the one guy's videotaping the whole thing, and then they're, excuse me, they, the camera like pans out the window because they're getting ready to jump in a couple minutes, and we see this UFO like far off in the distance, and they're like, "What the fuck was that?" And it like
Yeah.
flies to a different spot, and then they're videotaping it again, and they're like, "Holy shit, that's a fucking UFO! Like, holy fuck, can't believe it!"
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, these fucking fighter jets just, whoa.
Yeah, right by.
Past the airplane and like almost hit the airplane, and they're all like, it's all turbulence and shit. And then, fucking out of nowhere, we get this alien hand on the
Yeah.
window,
Yeah,
and
it was scary.
it scared the fuck out of me, dude. Like, I jumped so
Yeah.
hard. And then the plane ends up crashing. Or no, yeah,
They decide that they have to basically parachute
yeah, they have to evacuate.
because it's going down like past yelling Mayday, Mayday.
Yeah. So everybody jumps out. We get this fucking wicked POV of the guy skydiving,
Yeah.
and he can't find his ripcord to open his
And he's a guy
parachute.
on his back too, and he's trying to talk to the guy on his back.
He's like, "Where the fuck's my cord? Like, I can't fucking
Yeah.
rip the parachute, blah blah blah." And then he's like maybe 100 feet off the ground, and he finally is able to rip it, but it gets stuck.
Yeah.
And we don't see why it gets stuck.
No.
But it gets stuck for a minute, and then finally it like fully extends, but it's too late. Like he comes crashing down hard,
Yeah.
survives. And then he kind of like rolls over, and the camera pans to the guy that was behind him,
Yeah.
and his head is wrapped up in the fucking parachute cords and ripped off. So that's why the
Yeah.
parachute didn't open right away,
Yeah. And
because it.
also whenever they were falling, he like looked back and you see the other people coming down too, and Volume is getting killed by the alien because the alien's like on its back or something.
It was a really cool scene of like everybody dropping. But anyways, yeah, like the fucking parachute cords like wrapped around this guy's head, ripped his head off. So he they end up in this like orange grove.
Yeah.
So he gets up, he fucking takes everything off, he starts wandering around trying to find everybody. And like you can hear people screaming and shit like that. The fucking airplane finally crashes down on the ground.
Yeah.
So he ends up meeting up with a couple of the other ones, and then they see the alien like scuttle by.
Yeah.
It's like this like really long, low to the ground type salamander sort of thing. And it's just like it fucking scuttles all over the place.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole rest of the segment is just him trying to find everybody, but everybody starts getting picked off by the alien. It's just, I don't know, it's a really cool like alien invasion segment.
Yeah, I thought
I
it was
really,
cool too. Yeah.
yeah, I enjoyed it. And it was just so chaotic. It was
Yeah.
fun.
So my number six is Stork.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
You have anything more that you want to say about it or?
Not really. I mean, just like I just love how chaotic it was. Like it wasn't really like a horror. But they're trying to like get through this house. Eventually they do get up to like a certain part of the house, and the camera guy, one guy's like, oh, put your camera through here. He's looking through like this like wall. It's all dark, and you see this like fucking weird dude in there. And then like get upstairs, and they're like, oh, we can't get through this part. They're like, oh, get the chainsaw. So they go downstairs, and he gets the chainsaw, but then all of like the people they killed wake up. So you just fucking go around cutting them with the chainsaw and stuff. That was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my number six.
All right. Cool. All right. We made it to the top five.
Yeah.
My number five is the segment that kicked it all off, Amateur Night from VHS.
Nice.
This was directed by David Bruckner. Anytime I think about VHS, this is the one.
This is also in my list as well.
Perfect. Good, good.
This is the reason why I didn't continue watching the franchise.
Fair enough, man.
Because I thought it was bad, because it was fucking terrifying.
So scary, dude.
Yeah.
So fucking scary. Like,
Yeah.
even now, I've watched VHS like probably like three or four times now.
Yeah.
And man, like, so, all right. So it's these friends, these three guys, they go to a bar. They go to the bar for the sole purpose to try and find girls to have sex with.
Yes, not willingly,
Not
apparently.
willing. No, they get them drunk first. It's kind of controversial.
Yep.
They end up finding these two girls, Lily and Lisa. Is it Lily? Yeah. Okay. So
Yeah,
Lisa.
Lily's the weird one.
Yeah. So Lisa is normal. She's just normal college girl getting drunk at a bar. Lily, is just like her eyes are just like fucking huge through the whole thing. And the only words that she says to this one guy who's holding the camera are, "I like you. I like you." And it's so fucking creepy, dude. Like, just the way that she looks, and like she'll like cock her head to the side and she just like gets right up in his face. Just so creepy. So then they end up, the three guys end up bringing these two girls back to the motel. The one guy is just being a cuck in the corner. He's just sitting there, drunk as fuck, laughing at everything that's happening. The one guy and Lisa start making out on the bed, and then Lisa passes out. And he's about to keep going with her passed out.
He was, yeah.
And the guys are like, "Whoa, dude, like she is like fucking unconscious. Like this is rape if you keep it going."
And the guy's like pissed. He's like, fuck this.
Yeah. So then the other guy and Lily are sitting on the other bed, and she's like getting all up in his face again, like, "I like you." So then the guy that's gonna have sex with Lisa, he's like, "Fuck this." And he comes over and he like starts taking his pants off, and then him and Lily start fucking around. And then the other guy starts fucking around with them too. So it's gonna be a threesome. And then the
And
guy,
she doesn't like the guy that was on the couch.
yeah, so he's about to come over and she's like, "No." And like really creepy, like, "No." And this is like our first instance of her just being like really fucking creepy.
At this point, too, she's like naked and her skin has kind of changed
Yeah.
color-ish. Like it's kind of like blotchy and like, and then she has like this like mark kind of forming on her head. You're like, what the fuck's happening?
Yeah, like right in the center of her forehead. So then I can't remember their fucking name. Oh, there's Shane, Patrick, and Clint. So one of them goes to the bathroom. Like the first guy that was gonna fool around
Have
with
the
Lily.
camera, right?
Yeah, they got the camera. So he goes to the bathroom. He's like, "Fuck this shit. Like, I don't like this at all. Oh, we gotta go." He opens up the bathroom door to go back out, and she is mauling this guy,
Oh yeah, she's fucking them up.
ripping him apart. So he's like, "What the fuck? What the fuck?" And he locks himself in the bathroom, and then the other guy comes into the bathroom with him. And anyways, she kills the two other guys. The guy with the camera is still alive. But we get a view of her, and that thing in her forehead has now split open.
It's
And
gross.
you can see her scalp, and her eyes are all fucked up now. Like her bones are all like disjointed. So then she chases him down this hallway kind of thing, and he tries to escape, and then she finally manages to catch him at the bottom of the stairwell and kills him. But man, so creepy.
It is, yeah. It turns out she's like a siren because he's like running away, and then he like sees people and he's like, "Help me, help me." And you just see him getting fucking carried up and flying, and you see her like just flying with winds.
She I mean, sorry, they made a full-length movie based off of this one.
Oh, did they?
Called Siren, actually. I haven't seen it, but
Yeah, me either. So my number five is No Wake.
all right, sick.
Yeah, like you kind of mentioned, like it's not really like a horror, but like just like these friends, they're jet skiing. The one girl is like doesn't know how to do it, and she like eventually does, and you're like, oh fuck yeah. And then you just hear what I thought, I was like, is that a gunshot? And then she like falls, and then they like pull her up and she's shot and like blood everywhere, and you're like, what the fuck? They like get her up and then like fires another shot, and she gets it shot like in the fucking face and like in the mouth, her fucking jaw's falling off. And just these guys getting peppered by it. Sounds like a fucking massive gun, honestly. And then like the one guy gets shot like three or four times, like in the stomach, and then like it's like silent. Then the guy wakes up, and I was like, holy shit, how is he still alive?
Yeah, I know.
But then they all get to shore, and even the girl like that half mouth is like, yeah, she's alive still. So they figure out like, oh, it's the water. And like I love they reference like Pet Sematary.
Yes, yeah, they
He's
did.
like, oh, is this Pet Sematary? And the girl's like, what's that?
Yeah.
And yeah, I really like this segment a lot.
Right. My number four. I don't know if you're gonna agree with this or not. A Ride in the Park from VHS 2.
This is also on my list.
Is it? Okay. All right. Because, like, as I was putting it in, I was like, is this going to be good? Like, is he going to think I'm crazy? But, anyways, this was directed by Eduardo Sanchez and Greg Hale. So it opens up. It's a guy who is a mountain biker. So it's all through like a GoPro sort of thing on his helmet. He's on a call with his girlfriend, and she's like, "What the fuck? Like, we were supposed to meet up for breakfast, blah blah blah." And he's like, "Oh, I just want to get this one ride in," and he's like, "I'll make it up to you later," and all this shit. Hangs up the phone with her, and then he's going through the trails on his bike, and all of a sudden, this woman fucking comes running out and goes out on the trail. So he stops to check on her, like, what the fuck's going on? Ends up being a zombie out in the forest. So she ends up biting him, and then so he's all fucked up, and then a couple show up and they see him, and so they go over to check on him and whatnot. He ends up biting the husband.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and then the husband bites the wife after he changes.
Yeah.
So now we have three.
Yeah, and they also called the park rangers, I believe, too.
Yes, yeah, they did. So then it just follows this POV of this fucking zombie causing chaos in this forest, man. And it's so fucking fun.
It was why I like it so much. It was kind of a breath of fresh air because this was like the first zombie segment. And just very like low budget, and just I thought it was filmed really well, and some of the kills are really cool too. Like at one point he gets like sticks like a pipe or something in a zombie, then the zombie gets hit by a car, and yeah.
So yeah, like all these zombies end up stumbling upon a fucking kid's birthday party, and it's just pure fucking chaos with these zombies attacking like all the parents, all the kids, like everybody's running away. The parents are trying to kill the zombies, and it just ends up being this like huge, big, chaotic thing. But then, like, in a weird turn that we haven't seen in a zombie movie, other than like Warm Bodies, the zombie like kind of like recognizes what he's done, and we get this POV shot of him like kind of looking around, and then you see him grab a shotgun, and from his point of view you see the the barrel of the shotgun like come up to his face and he fucking kills himself. And it was just like, I don't know, man. I just thought it was a really well done segment. It was really well shot.
Yeah, it wasn't too long.
Yeah. And like, I love the pure chaos, but then I like the ending where he's just like, he's a zombie, but he still has enough human intuition where he's just like, I just fucking killed so many people, man, and I don't want to be a zombie.
Yeah, fair.
So.
Yeah. All right. So my number four, I don't know how you're going to feel about this either, is Slumber Party Alien Abduction, directed by Jason Eisner,
It's on
who
my
we
list.
just, oh, is it okay? Who we just talked about.
Yeah.
So pretty self-explanatory segment. There's a slumber party that's happening and aliens show up. And aliens are creepy, man.
Yeah, they were creepy in this one. I liked it.
They look silly, kind of like they remind me of the aliens from Scary Movie 3, I think. Three or four, whatever, the one with Charlie Sheen. But yeah, so there's like these kids are at like their cottage, and I think their parents are gone for the night, and there's like three like younger kids who are causing chaos, and then there's like the older sister who has like her two boyfriends over, and just like really funny like episode. And the whole, well, I don't know if it's the whole, but most of the episode or segment is through the POV of the dog they have. And so like before the aliens come, the three like youngsters are like trying to fuck with the older kids. They're like on the dock and they like fill water guns and have like silly string or whatever. And they're in the water and they start spraying them. And then one of the kids jumps in and the kid goes underwater and you see just this fucking alien. And you're like, holy shit. And the kid jumps in like on top of the alien pretty much. And you're like, oh shit, is he gonna get captured? But then nothing happens. But then later that night, the older kids want to get back at one of the younger kids, and they find them the kids watching porn. And the one kid, all their kids are asleep, and one kid is like jerking off. So they're like, oh, let's get him back. I know, because they go in on them like having sex earlier with the videotape, so they're gonna get back. So they put the camera on the dog, and they're like, okay, go, whatever the dog's name is.
Tank.
Yeah. And so yeah, that happens, and like all the lights go out, and the aliens show up, and they just fucking capture these kids. And like the rest of the episode is just like two or three of the kids with a dog run away from the aliens, and it's just like creepy. And the cops end up coming, but then the cops like disappear out of nowhere. So the aliens like did something, and yeah, just creepy with the aliens, and yeah, just fun. Kind of similar to like a ride in the park, like it's not like serious. And this was also from VHS 2 as well, so.
Yes, yeah, it was.
Yep.
All right, my number three, Slumber Party Alien Abduction.
Hell yeah.
Just to add to what you had, so there's a scene right at the end, and they're like all down on the dock, and
Yeah.
the aliens come breaking up through the dock, and they're like kind of like crawling on all fours towards the
Yeah.
kids,
Yeah.
and it's just a really creepy, well done, because like it's dark out, but like the alien spaceship is in the background.
Yeah, it's in the lake or something.
Yeah, so we have like these lights that are kind of illuminating the
Yeah.
dock, but the aliens are still just like kind of shadows.
Yeah.
It was just a really creepy, well done shot. And the way that it ends, man. So like the one kid is holding the dog
Yeah.
with that still has the camera on, and then he starts getting abducted, like being pulled up into the spaceship.
Yeah, 'cause he's in the attic of like the barn or whatever.
Yeah. And then the fucking it's so sad. I shouldn't be
Was,
laughing.
yeah.
But the dog, he lets go of the dog, and the dog fucking drops like 30 feet, and you see the whole thing, and then he fucking boom hits the ground, and the camera falls off him, and it's just a close-up view of this dog like seizuring and like
He's like
dying.
whimpering, yeah.
Yeah, it was so sad, but I was just like,
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man, what a way to end this fucking
I
thing.
know, yeah.
But yeah, this one got made into a full-length movie as well,
Really?
called Kids versus Aliens.
Is that the one you watch, you said?
Yeah.
Okay,
It's
okay.
really it's a good movie. I enjoyed it a
Nice.
lot.
Okay. So my number three is Amateur Night.
All right, nice.
And again, not much more to say. It's
Yeah.
just very creepy. The guys in it deserve what they got, except for I think the camera guy, even though he's
Yeah.
kind of he's friends with them, so he's kind of helping them in a sense. But
Guilt by
yeah,
association.
exactly. Creepy. Good act. I thought the girl did a fantastic job
Yeah,
as
she
the
was
fucking
good.
alien.
All right. Number two, suicide bid.
Oh shit. Wow, this is way high up on your list,
Yeah,
eh?
man. You already talked about it, but like this is the, in my opinion, this is the scariest segment in all the movies. Like the how you mentioned whenever you're talking about it, like that cross, the glass cross, and then you see the fucking chick's face show up on it. Man, so creepy. And just like the way that this poor girl got done dirty, man. Like the fucking girls all leave, and then the grave just like fills up with water. She ends up drowning, and like has not only drowning, has all these spiders on her, plus this fucking ghost chick that's attacking her. And yeah, I don't know. She got her revenge at the end, but it was a really well done segment. It was really well shot. I thought the acting was really good. It was just, yeah.
Guys, I wonder if we're going to have the same number one.
We won't.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now.
Okay, interesting. My number two is A Ride in the Park.
Right, nice.
Not much more to say.
Okay.
It was kind of a breath of fresh air. Just like you said, the gore in it was really done well and just kind of crazy and good kills. And then, yeah, like you said, the end of the episode, he ends up killing himself with a shotgun. And yeah.
All right. My number one is Coochie Coochie Q.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wow. So I have one that you don't even have on your list at all. Interesting.
Really? Wow.
Okay.
I fucking loved this segment. This, like, I almost gave it 5 stars for,
Really?
yeah, man, I fucking loved it. Like how you mentioned it's very like barbarian-esque, and I fucking love barbarian. I just thought it was such a cool idea, and the costume designs with the characters that were in it was so good and so creepy. And like how you mentioned, like the mother's not attacking them, but like she's just, they keep capturing her like walking around the house, and it's just so creepy. Like there's one part where like the one room has two doorways to it, and like they're kind of peeking down the hallway, and you can see the mother going in the doorway down at the far end, and they're trying to run out. Man, it's just, it was so well done. This is on VHS Halloween, so it's on the newest VHS movie. And I think they fucking knocked this one out of the park. I loved this segment. I'm very interested to see.
So my number one is Safe Haven, directed by Timo Taranto and our boy Gareth Evans.
All right. All right.
I thought that this segment had it all. I did no idea where the fuck it was going to. It was one of the very few non-English segments.
Yeah.
So basically, there's this camera crew who are investigating this place of worship by this guy who has all these kids in classrooms and all this stuff, and they want to know why he's doing all this basically. And turns out that it's some sort of cult. And yeah, this segment had everything from fucking gory fucking people getting their throat slit to shotgun blast to some fucking demon devil thing coming out of the fucking lady's belly. And just
Oh
like,
yeah, forgot
there's
about
just
that.
so much blood in this episode, and like the kids were creepy. They're like given like this like drink almost, and they drink it, but then they become like, they don't die, but they become like, I don't know. I just thought it was really good. A lot of like creepy people, like a lot of bloody stuff happening. Like one of the guys that's last alive, he finds like three of like the kind of worshipers there, and there's one guy with a shotgun who is like kills two people, and then he turns the shotgun on the guy, but then he's to kill him, he like puts a shotgun to his head. And like some of the segments in this, like they don't shy away from showing stuff. Like they just show this guy fucking blow his head right off. Like doesn't even cut from it.
There's a lot of segments throughout the entire franchise that show like suicides and headshots and stuff. It's fucking crazy.
So this guy, once left alive, he goes down to this room because all this cult leader guy and all these nurses, they take the girl who he was having like an affair with, and they bring her in this room, and he is going in there, and then all of a sudden this fucking big explosion happens, all this fucking blood and body parts come out, and then you see like this fucking creepy thing crawling on the ceiling, and he goes into this room and he sees like the nurses like have this girlfriend chained, and she's fucking pregnant. So he kills the four nurses, and then all of a sudden this fucking demon thing like rips out of her. He's massive. He's huge. So he fucking runs away, gets the fuck out of there, obviously. And you hear like this fucking like earthquake happening and something's chasing him. So he gets to his car and he's like driving away, and all of a sudden his fucking car flips over. And then you see this like fucking devil thing on the top of his car. And yeah, I just thought it was really cool. I didn't know where it was going. And
Yeah, it was good. I gave this one 3 out of 5. But yeah, everything on my list is 3.5 to 4.5. So like I did like it, but yeah. Nice. Okay. So that concludes the top 10. Yeah, I mean, to our listeners, like shoot us a message. Tell us what your favorite segments are, what your least favorites are. Do you have your ratings handy or no?
For
Like for all the segments,
yeah, I do.
what was your least favorite one?
My least favorite ones were TKNOGD
Yep.
and Parallel Monsters.
Which one was Parallel Monsters?
That was in Viral when the guy made the fucking doorway
Oh,
to the other dimension. Those are my two lowest. Those are like 0.5 out of 5.
Okay.
And then I had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in like 1 out of 5.
Okay. Yeah. Parallel Monsters, I also gave it a 1. The Gawkers from VHS 99, I gave that a 1.
I gave that a 1 as well.
And Techno God, the TKNOGD, I gave that a 1. So yeah, those are my three lowest. Dante the Great, almost, I gave it a 1.5.
That was a 1 for me. I that had so much potential, I think.
Yeah, it did.
It just got silly.
Yeah, it's too bad. All right, cool. So our least favorites are pretty similar.
One that was also disappointed in was Stowaway. That was also 1 out of 5 for
Man.
me. Because
Yeah.
it was our girl, right?
Yeah. Elena Pierce.
What?
What? Okay. What?
The director.
Oh, the director. Sorry. My
Oh,
bad.
that was Elena Pierce? The
The
actor?
actress. Yes. Like,
Oh shit. I didn't
yeah.
even That's cool.
Yeah.
No, the director was Flanagan's wife.
Yeah. Kate Siegel. And Flanagan wrote it too. So, like, it's like, why was it so bad?
Anyway.
Yeah, I give that one a 2.5. All right. So, before we started recording, I suggested maybe we, like, how we've ranked the movies as a whole on
Yeah, I
Letterboxd.
did. Yeah, I made a letterbox ranking. Yeah, or list.
I closed mine by accident, but I'll pull it back up here. All right. Let's just go, like, through our list. Like, we don't need to go back and forth.
Okay. Just saying, not the segments, just the movies.
Yeah, like from 8 to 1, your least favorite to your most favorite.
Okay. Number 8. And this is by the, like the gap between number 8 and 7 is massive. I would say VHS movies 3 to 7, I could probably change on any given day.
Okay, yeah.
Like number 7 could be number 3, whatever. My
Okay.
1 and 2 are going to be probably there, but
Yeah.
VHS Viral number 8. What like I messaged you as like, because this is the third movie in the franchise, and I was like, and it was also, I think, like 13 years or something after. It was a long, I don't know if it was that long, but I know it was a long time, wasn't it?
It was 13 years between, or it was, what came out next? Was it 99 that came out next? No, 94. So Viral came out in 2014, and then 94 came out in 2021. So
Oh, okay,
7 years.
that was a long gap. Okay, I thought Viral was, but Viral honestly was so fucking trash. Like
Yeah, man.
the only one I kind of liked on it was Bone Storm. I thought it was kind of cool, but I could not stop laughing at Parallel Monsters. I was like, what the fuck is this?
And it
Like
was so bad.
the CGI, it just it lot like especially watching VHS and VHS2, like I couldn't believe how bad it was, honestly. So, do we just keep going or?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. My number seven was VHS 85.
Okay.
Number six, VHS Halloween.
Oh, okay.
I just thought the ones on Halloween were like, didn't have great ones, like maybe like one good one, but then the rest were kind of like mid, I felt. Number five, I had VHS 99. Number four, VHS Beyond. Number three, VHS 94. Number two, the original VHS. And then VHS 2 is my favorite.
Nice.
But like I said, like VHS 94 to VH 85, that could change any of those five movies could change anytime.
All right. So like you, VHS Viral is my least favorite. I thought it was absolute dog shit. Like just such a fucking disappointment, man. 'Cause
Yeah.
like VHS 2 is so good, man. And then you come out with that the next year, and it's just like that had to have
Yeah.
been such a disappointment. Like I don't remember my thoughts on it whenever it first came out, but it was just
Yeah.
like, yeah, it's bad, man. Seventh, I have VHS 99. Eighth, I have VHS 85, or sorry, sixth, VHS 85. Fifth, VHS 94. Fourth, I have VHS.
Okay.
Third, VHS Halloween. Second, VHS Beyond, and then first, VHS 2. So
Nice.
what I did, I think you did the same thing. I took like my segment ratings and I added them all up, and then I divided by how many segments they were, and I just kind of
Yeah, that's what I
went
did
by
too.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So some of them, like VHS Beyond, no, sorry, not Beyond. Well, actually, Beyond is just, it's up in second place just because like all of them were like good. Like a 3 to a 3.5. Stowaway, I gave a 2.5. But like they
Yeah.
were all like fairly good. There was none that was like exceptionally good, but it was just enough to kind of bring it up. And then VHS Halloween, like Coochie Coochie Coo, like that really
Yeah.
helped its score to kind of put it up higher.
Yeah. So
But
what were your scores of each one on Letterboxd?
VHS Viral, I gave it a 1.5.
Okay.
VHS 99 was a 2. VHS 85 is a 2.5. VHS 94 was a 3. Excuse me, the original VHS was a 3. Halloween was a 3. VHS Beyond was a 3.5, and the VHS 2 was 4. So I guess like Halloween, the original, and 94, like they could kind of swap because they're all 3 stars.
Yeah, for me, VHS Viral gave a 1, 85 gave a 2, Halloween gave a 2, 99 gave a 2, Beyond a 3, 94 a 3, VHS a 3.5, and then VHS 2 a 4.
Okay.
Some of them could probably change based on like the overarching story.
Yeah.
Like some of them are better than others. Like one is just like, I forget which one it was, but it was just like a stop motion thing that happened throughout the thing. But
Yeah.
yeah.
So like overall, it's not a great franchise. There are some really good segments within each, well, not each one, but some of them are shit. Like Viral. Sorry. You and I, neither one of us had a viral segment on our list.
At all, no.
So, like, and like, it wasn't even a question. Like, whenever I was making my list, I was like, Absolutely not. Like, there's not going to be one of these segments in here.
No.
I was hoping, like, whenever we first started this, that I could get like one segment from each movie, but it ended up like the only movie that doesn't have a segment in my top 10 is Viral.
Probably the same for me,
Yeah.
honestly.
It was just, yeah, it was such a disappointment. But, anyways, the rest of them make up for it. You and I, like, we kind of talked. Like I said, I'm kind of found footaged out for now. But like I had a good time doing this. I thought it was fun.
Me too.
It was something very different, and it was a good excuse to go through this franchise because like I've watched them all as they've come out, but just like give them all a rewatch. And like you said, like it kind of padded our director stats on Letterboxd, so that was kind of cool. But yeah, I don't know. I had a good time with it. I'm glad you decided
Yeah, me
to
too,
pitch this
'cause
idea. So,
I got to watch the whole franchise in pretty much a week too,
yeah,
right?
man, it was tough. There was a couple nights where I was just like, man,
I know. And then some of the movies is like almost 2 hours long, and it's like,
yeah.
but yeah.
It got to a point where I was like, I would come home from work and like we would have supper and we'd like do our thing with the kids and then. Like while I'm putting the kids to bed, I'm watching like half of it on my phone, and then they fall asleep, and I go out and I finish it on the couch, and then like start the
Nice.
next one. Yeah, it was a good time. I had fun with it. But with all that being said, for our next episode, we are going back to our regularly scheduled theme for this year. So we're going to be going back to Europe. And you ever so graciously allowed me to pick the next movie. And I'm going to be picking Possum from the UK. I'm pretty sure Two Chicks covered it. I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard good things about it.
Oh, a spider. Amazing.
such enthusiasm.
Okay. All right.
Right. Yeah, this is kind of a. It actually wasn't as long as I thought it was going to be. It'd be like
Still
an
pretty
hour and a
long.
half. Hour and a half. We've done longer.
That's true.
But yeah, thanks for listening. If you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street and YouTube. And if you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our T Public account where we have our merch. And there's links to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. I hope you didn't have anything else that you wanted to say because I just kind of was just like, all right, we're ending this.
No, good,
Okay.
yeah.
As I'm rhyming that off, I'm like,
No,
huh. I
you're
hope
good.
not.
You're
All
good.
right.
Cool.
But yeah.
All right, talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.